From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block. And a word before we begin this next story. It contains language and content that many people may find offensive. On Monday, Los Angeles Times reporter Scott Glover began his story this way. If all goes according to plan, an otherwise stately federal courtroom in downtown Los Angeles will be converted into a makeshift movie theater this week, screening a series of graphic, many would say vulgar, sexual fetish videos. Well, all did not go according to plan. The obscenity trial was halted. That's after it was discovered that the presiding federal appeals court judge, Alex Kozinski, had himself posted sexually explicit images on a personal website. Scott Glover broke the story on the LA Times website yesterday, and he says the material is extensive. It ranges from mild pornography to images that are both graphic and bizarre.
There's some public sex, masturbation. Two nude women painted as cows.
So you go to talk to Judge Kozinski about what you've found. Describe how that interview went and what you did.
Well, I printed out some of the material that was on the site, and I went over and asked to speak with the judge in his chambers, and he let me in. And I asked him about the website and showed him some of the images. He appeared surprised, and he confirmed that... we discussed some of them. There was one, for example, that was a picture of two women with their skirts hiked up so that you could see their pubic hair. And there was a sign behind them, a campaign, a Bush sign, and then it said Bush for president. And this was something that he said that he thought was funny and then, you know, sort of defended having saved this thing. There were other things, the one that I mentioned about the women painted as cows, that he said he found disgusting and that he felt that he must have uploaded inadvertently, that, you know, this sort of material is something he would have deleted, and he must have intended to upload something else and uploaded these images. He also stressed that he was unaware that the site was publicly accessible and said he would have been much more careful about the content if he were worried that the public could have gained access to it.
But he was in no way saying, I've never seen these images before in my life. I don't know where they came from. I don't know anything about it.
He did not say that in that interview. After the story broke, he issued a statement to some legal publications saying that subsequent to the story being published in the paper, he received a call from his adult son who says he thinks that he may have posted some of these images on the site. In our conversation, he did not say that. And at one point, I actually asked, when he said, you know, I don't know how this could have gotten there, I asked him, you know, are you suggesting that someone else could have put it there? And he said no.
But some of the images he clearly said to you he thought were funny or interesting.
He did. He mentioned a couple. The one that I mentioned about the Bush campaign sign. There was another one that involves a... it's a man fellating himself. And he said that he did not view that as, you know, an obscene sex thing, but it was something, an image that appeared funny to him.
We should say that this is not just any... judge. This is the chief judge of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a judge put on the bench by Ronald Reagan. At the time, I think he was the youngest judge on the federal appeals court.
This is correct. I mean, he's someone who is described as being I think one person called him a gem or a treasure of the federal judiciary, a very intelligent man, you know, who's had just a great legal career. He's been mentioned as a Supreme Court candidate, you know, very thoughtful, great writer, well-respected judge.
Now, all of this coming out just as he was beginning a trial of a producer of pornography on obscenity charges. That trial's been suspended. When you've talked to legal experts, have they said that there would be grounds for prosecutors to ask for a new judge or ask for Judge Kozinski to recuse himself?
Legal experts who I've spoken to, and I think at least one of whom I've quoted, said yes, that it's not a question of whether the judge, you know, who knows that he has this material, thinks he can be fair, but whether a reasonable person thinks he can be fair. If there, you know, if there's an appearance problem, that he should recuse himself. Several experts have said that.
Well, Scott Glover, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Scott Glover is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Late today, Judge Kozinski asked a court ethics panel to begin an investigation into his conduct.